This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 16th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians 2:11. It says there, "For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." End of quote. No one knows my thought except my spirit. No one knows your thinking except your mind. Bible says in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Holy Spirit. Why is it important to us? You see, it makes all the difference in our attitude to what happens to us. God knows very well why certain things He allowed happening in your life. You do not know the details, however, He knows very well. If He knows the reason why things happened in certain ways, then our today's Bible insight says His Holy Spirit knows God's ideas and thoughts behind it. This is how the Holy Spirit helps in our difficulties, sufferings, and problems. You see, we often ask the question, if God is with me, why did this happen to me? I can assure you of this, God knows well, and His Spirit indwells in you also knows. Because His Spirit indwells inside you, He will help you through it. Bible says in Romans 8:26 to 27, this is what it says. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with the groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. End of quote. You see, when bad things happen to us, we do not even know what to pray for. We become so confused and stressed out. The Holy Spirit inside us prays for us because He groans. He cries in our difficulties. He pleads for believers so that in the end, we will be in harmony with God's will. Beautiful, right? What a great ministry the Spirit of God has when we are weak and faced with the various trials. We ask the question, if God loves me, why did this happen? Because we do not know the mind and thoughts of God. His thoughts for us are not to harm us. Although we may feel this way temporarily, you see, He plans to give you a hope and future that you ever imagined in your wildest dreams. What we do not see is this. Most of the time, God has a bigger and much more comprehensive plan than your puny mind can grasp. Another dimension is this. God wants to teach you certain things that would not happen unless certain things happen to you, though you do not like those things. Thirdly, God wants you to become His right minister with compassion and mercy toward others, not a babbler or a hypocrite. Fourthly, certain things that you do not like could happen in your life so that the works of God might be displayed. John 9:3. Only God knows His work behind your dilemma and is assured He will be glorified through His works behind the screen. You see, you will praise and worship the loving Lord. I came across an article written by Vanita Rendell Risner. From her sufferings of many, a polio survivor from infancy, multiple surgeries, desertion of her husband, and the death of her son, she wrote this. She said, "When God brings trials into your life, don't question His love or turn away from Him. God is doing something breathtaking in you, for you, through you. Because the Lord is with you, and because the Lord loves you, everything that happens to you is filled with divine purpose. Every trial you endure passes through God's loving hands. And one day, when your faith becomes sight, then you will thank Him for every difficulty." End of quote. Did you hear what she said? She said, God is doing something breathtaking in you, for you, and through you. Beloved, it is true 100%. You can always trust the heart and hand of God amid pain and confusion. You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I do not doubt or question You or Your love toward me. I know You promised Your love for me no matter what happens to me. I know You gave Your one and only Son, Jesus, and He shed His divine and sinless blood to rescue me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me, Lord, and save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.